Tim has a name change to his music. Project Parish is now called The Outlets Inn, and the album is titled Project Life. If you enjoy bands like Bon Jovi, Matchbox 20, Collective Soul, you will like The Outlets Inn. Find it today on all digital platforms.
You are listening to the Fringe Radio Network. FringeRadioNetwork.com.
This is Let's Get Jacked Up on Fringe Radio Network.
This is high-tech equipment,
I know.
Honey. High-tech equipment.
Did you just call him money?
No, I'm talking to you. You're the one who, oh, gosh.
He didn't look at me, though.
But anyway. Whatever.
Whatever, dear.
I hate all of you. Thank you.
I find you very attractive. Do you find me attractive?
I was shown this a while back by an old guy from Scotland.
Scotland.
Older than you.
And much older than me.
Oh. Definitely is 55. And
how old do you think you are?
79.
Higher.
Higher than that?
Yeah.
How do you get so old so fast?
No, and we...
Do you speak any English?
Yeah. You know what? This is a... They use this stuff.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Cut it out. This is gonna be a good year. Huh?
So you guys, when you guys are in my iPod, you're almost first. Sometimes you are first.
Always remember, if you ain't first, you're last.
There's something about when I'm working on my Chevy, I have to have you guys.
Awesome.
Just
cool. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Ma'am, I don't know what else you want me to say to them, and I'm also going to need to know where your commode's at.
Well, yeah, but, you know, like in 2013, I believe Obama made it legal for the news to propagandize us. So that is the same thing as a lying.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he did. I believe you're right. I think that is around the same time that he did that. And funny, that's about the same time Let's Get Jacked Up came together in 2013. Uh-oh. No, don't worry. I'm not from Obama's office. Okay, so that's... don't worry about that.
What kind of crazy show is this anyway? Jaw.
Da-da-da-da.
Coming to you live somewhere deep in Fresno, California, it's Let's Get Jacked Up, Sinners Saved by Grace.
Here are your hosts, Tim, Bobby, Jack, and Karen.
We are live! Yes! Welcome to Let's Get Jacked Up!
Wow.
Just when I thought I'd heard it all.
You haven't heard nothing yet. Oh, here we go. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Let's Get Jacked Up. And I have some coffee. We're doing good. Coffee.
Coffee was a bad idea.
No, it was a great idea, Karen. Welcome to the show, Karen, Bob, not Jack, and me. Timmy, for your listening pleasure.
Pleasure of listening.
How is everybody doing tonight?
I was good, but I swear every time we sit down, some sort of weird bodily function happens at this table. You've got the farts, I've got the phlegm in the throat, and then Tim's got...
caffeine.
Well, yeah. Tim's got the jitters.
I won't have the jitters in the morning.
I will try really hard not to be like constantly clearing my throat. Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea.
I know, my goodness. Yeah, it was fine until I sat down. I don't know what happened.
Hey, if you want to join in live with us, it's FringeRadioNetwork.com.
.com.
And, of course, we're on the Spreaker app. You could chat with us just like Bad Dog is right now.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Bad Dog says... What's in the box?
Oh, all right.
What's in the box?
That's called foreshadowing. Yeah.
Oh, Bad Dog, If You Only Knew What We're Going to Talk About Tonight.
I think it does, is why he said it.
I mean, it's in the title.
I know. That's okay.
Yes. Seven Deadly Sins.
Tim, catch up. Come on.
Oh, I wrote them and I forgot.
You didn't write them.
I didn't write the sins.
He wrote them down.
No, I wrote the title, Seven Deadly Sins.
Gotcha.
All right. Yes. Now, we're on the same page. How is everybody's week so far? Go ahead.
But are we in the same book?
It's been good. I had a cardiologist appointment today.
Oh.
Why?
Because he's old.
My doctor said so. My doctor, because of the my family's history of like my dad dying from a heart attack, having a massive heart attack when he was 57 or something like that. Mm. Actually, it might have been earlier than that, huh? When did he have it? 2005 or 2008?
We were married already. I think it was 08.
Oh wait, yeah, that's what I thought. So anyway, so he had his heart attack, and then he ended up dying from heart problems. And then my grandmother on my mom's side had congestive heart problems. And so my general doctor said, you know, with you being diabetic and doing this and that, it might be a good idea for you to just go and kind of start the screening process. I said, well, when do I normally start that? He's like, oh, between 48 and 50. I said, I'm 42. I still got a few years. He's like, yeah, but, you know, we'll just throw a dart and see where it hits, you know, as far as, like, if insurance will cover it and all that stuff. So,
oh.
So
you I mean go, I'm dying?
Yeah. So I go to the cardiologist today, and he's this Indian guy. He's a really nice guy, but he's like, Mr. Rima, I don't know why you're here. I said, well, okay. Because I told him, I was like, you know, I average, you know, 20,000 steps a day. I'm always on my feet. I'm walking. I'm active. I'm fat, but I'm active.
You're factive?
I'm factive. And anyways, yeah, so.
Fat and fatty.
I was in and out of that appointment in like 30 minutes.
Because he had no idea why you were here there and he wanted to get rid of you.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Where's my $20?
Oops. A lot of.
Yes. No, it was 40 bucks.
Oh, okay. Where's my $40? Yeah, $40, that's right. Yeah. It's doubled.
Anyways, yeah, so other than that, you know, my week's been pretty good.
Good. I have a checkup in April from a pacemaker, so keep that in mind.
Well, oh, yeah, I don't have a pacemaker, so, you know.
He legitimately goes to the cardiologist. You forget that our dear friend Tim knows a little something about hearts.
Did they do the EKG on you?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, just to, like, it's a really fast one. They put like a little something. They just said, take off your shirt and lay down. Yeah. I said, oh, boy.
That's what they tell me.
So I lay down, and the nurse puts all these stickers on me, and I said, what you doing? And I'm a hairy person, yeah. Right? So they're sticking all these stickers on me, and the whole time I'm thinking, this is going to hurt. But it didn't.
It's not the super adhesive kind. It's just, you know.
It's just to get me over.
Less than
well,
that
I mean, they're like little buttons, and then there's these clips that she puts on, and I'm like, watch, make sure you pick the right button.
It also depends on how hard they press on those things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'm not that hairy, but I can imagine if you are hairy, then...
Do you see my arms?
Oh, I know you're hairy.
Yes, that's everywhere.
But, I mean, I do have eyes. So, yeah.
They don't work very well, but he's got them.
I have them.
As we heard in the intro.
You got to push the glasses to the side, Tim.
Like an old man.
How was your week, Miss Karen?
Oh, gee golly. I'm glad I'm off today. It's just been a rough week. We're making some adjustments at work and stuff. And so I just, been home late every night. And just, I was happy to be off today, even though I had to go to work anyway.
I have to tell you, though, she's been working every day. So she's coming home at night. And she's had a husband with food on the table every day that she's been working.
Yes, wow. Shout out to that guy.
Way to honk your own horn.
I know. I think he's working the third shift. So, whoever you are out there.
Yeah, whoever you are out there, you've got a sink full of dishes waiting for you.
Wow. Come on by between 2 and 4. That's in the morning.
Yes.
All right.
How was your week, Tim? We didn't hear anything about you.
I really don't care, though.
Okie dokie. Moving on.
I'm kidding.
It was fine. I did have a big day on Tuesday. Worked like 13 hours.
Nice.
And so, I had some
So now, out of 13 hours, how much of that is on your feet?
Well, thankfully, not much of it this time.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Because normally it's your... always.
I had an emergency to go attend to, and that lasted till about 11 o'clock at night. And so there it was just, we're picking up cones and all that, but I didn't have to stand the whole time.
Oh, that's good.
You weren't, like, directing traffic or anything. It was just setting up the cones and hanging out?
Yeah, we set up a lane closure, so we closed the lane, and cars could have, you know, they got to transition to the next lane. So there's no flagging involved. So
was it freeway or a street, like city street? Or
oh, it was like it was in Selma, so it was a city street.
Oh, okay. And I mean, really, how much traffic is there in Selma?
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Oh, was it like an artery? Was it like one of their main streets?
Yeah, what thorough goods.
That'd be Thoroughway.
That Thoroughway, there you go. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of Bad to the Bone. I've seen Bad Dog here.
What?
So yeah,
I have no idea
what just happened.
Thorough good, you know. Okay, these things bad to the bone.
Bad to the bone. Yeah. Okay.
All right, moving on.
This is what happens when we listen to GNR before we start the show.
Ah, yes. Karen, what is the topic tonight?
Oh, okay.
Diving into the box.
Considering it was, let's back up for a moment. Okay. We had this whole thing planned out with a certain individual person. I can't remember his name, Jack. And, you know, so we had something planned out, and then last minute he said, you know, I just don't feel up to it. So
yeah, he had a bigger week than I did.
What are we going to do?
If I planned out, you mean we got a text.
Yeah, but he had something planned. No,
had
we don't.
Weeks of preparation.
Does
and now
anybody
it's all
know? We've already told you. We planned for this show 20 minutes before we go on.
Well, that's the news. So we would try a little bit earlier.
No, the news is 5 minutes before.
Oh, that's right. Actually, the news is during.
That too.
You know, sometimes.
Whenever I start talking, that's when Bob starts Googling.
Well, you know, I'm like, during the week, I'm hoping that a topic hits my brain or your brain or her brain. And then when it doesn't, Thursday creeps up on us. We're like, well, crap.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I could pull a topic out of my...
Hello.
I always have something I want to talk about.
So. Good. Well, see,
it reminds me of the church lady from SNL. What does she say? What is one of the words she's like?
She says,
"Talk amongst yourselves."
Oh no, that's Barbara Streisand.
No, the other one, the church lady.
Yeah, the church lady with Dana Carvey.
Yeah.
Oh, well, isn't that special?
Yeah. No. The other one, Mike Myers. I'm verklempt.
Okay, so that is the Barbara Streisand character.
Yes.
It's not
talks
her name.
Talks amongst yourselves.
Yeah, no, yeah. I know. That's why I was like, not Barbara.
Well,
Streisand.
That's not their name, but that's who she's
oh,
like.
Oh, you're
playing.
Right, church lady mm-hmm. is. Well, isn't that special?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, then what's the other one? Oh, dang it. We're going to need to go to break. No.
Yeah. No.
I know. No, I'm
not. The devil made him do it or something.
It's like, it's talk amongst yourselves, you know, Antarctica, it's neither anti or Arctic, you know, discuss.
Oh, that is the Phil Clement.
We're never going to get through this. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's a little verklempt. Here's a topic.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Money bags and neither money or bags. Discuss.
Yeah, exactly. That one. Anyhow, back to the topic.
At hand.
Which was neither SNL or any of its
right.
people. So tonight we are going to talk about the seven deadly sins. And this is
seven
just something that
sins.
I kind of came about with because I had an original topic. And I was like, well, that one's a little bit too specific. Let's go with something a little bit more broad mm-hmm. because we don't have a whole lot of time to really, really get deep into it. And so I figured with the more broader of a topic as far as like, you know, at least there's seven, pick one, you know, like maybe we could... You know, get into that. But it was interesting to me because the one thing I was telling the guys is that, you know, sorry. I feel like the seven deadly sins is one of those things that you, like, whether you're in the church or not in the church, you know about them.
Yeah.
Right? And, of course, you know, the movie Seven, making really, really, you know, bringing them to light or whatever, at least from a worldly standpoint and stuff. And so I was like,
but they even make like, there's anime about it. There's TV
so there's
shows
so much,
that discuss
I mean,
them.
Dante's Inferno, I think, is based off of like each layer, each level is based off of that. And so it's just, I was really interested to think like, well, where did they even come from? And I couldn't remember if biblically they came from the Bible or if it was just one of those things that we kind of like if you were to ask someone what are the Ten Commandments, they'd be like, well, you know, yeah. Like where they kind of speculate and stuff. And so I was just like, well, where did they come from? What's the origin? Like, what even are they? Because I can remember it from the movie, but like, what were the original intentions of them? So, yeah, I thought maybe
was it from Moses?
No.
Well,
no,
you know what
not
I find
from Moses. Moses was not a pope.
So. One thing I always find to be interesting is that it's like it's to insinuate that one sin is greater than another. Mm. You know, and
well, I don't know because none of them are really. There's not levels.
No,
of them,
but
severity,
they're the
I
deadly
guess.
Sins. What does that mean? Do you die from them?
Okay, yeah.
No,
I see what
they're
you're
saying that they're like a guaranteed one way ticket to hell if you are participating in those sins.
Mm-hmm. I think that is what the world believes.
Of course it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then everything else is okay, you know, or less wrong.
But it's interesting when you look a little bit deeper into them. How many things are associated with the topic of like or how you could really it's not just pigeonholing like this one specific thing, like, you know, gluttony and stuff, where it's not necessarily an overeating but just an overindulgence in things in general. And so, you know, lust, and not necessarily the sexual way, but like, are you lusting after different things and stuff? So I guess it's such
so it's basically
a, so
to say that
broad.
Everyone is guilty of it, so everyone is dying. Mm. Because of it.
I mean, really, if you think about it, isn't that true? Yeah. I mean, like, you know, in one way or shape or form, but there's only one sin unto death, and that is not believing in that God sent his son to die for you.
Yes. And now, obviously, this is, these sins are in the Bible, but where do these seven sins actually come from?
Quiet you. Sorry. Okay, so a little bit of background, and this is from BibleInfo.com if you are interested. So the history of the seven deadly sins. The seven deadly sins were first compiled by Pope Gregory I around the year 600. They are pride, greed, lust, wrath, gluttony, envy, and sloth. Gregory also compiled a list of the seven virtues: faith, hope, charity, justice, prudence, temperance, and fortitude. The Bible would validate all of these concepts, but nowhere are they recorded in a list like this, and nowhere in the Bible are they specifically referred to as the seven deadly sins or seven virtues.
Hmm.
They do not predate the Ten Commandments, which were given at Mount Sinai in 1450 BC. So yeah, it's that's kind of just an origin story that, you know, it's even 600 years after Christ, well, 570, whatever.
Yeah, but, you know, close enough.
But so again, they're man-made, you know, mm-hmm. and not to say that they don't have some sort of biblical backing. You know, obviously it was, you know, with God in mind, I guess you can say.
Those Catholics always complicating things.
No, I feel like Catholics don't complicate things. They really try to make things like more black and white. But in making it black and white, there's so much more gray, because it's like, okay, well, if I don't fit in, if I'm not doing exactly what I think that this one is, then I'm okay. Kind of like you were saying before.
Yeah.
You know.
So my question is, if a pope came up with it, then. What is their answer to, I don't know, get around this?
The virtues. That was the thing. So the seven sins are countered by the seven virtues, right?
So if you do those.
So if you were to,
I mean,
look
according
at,
to them, if you do those.
It's like they cancel each other out.
Okay.
Or as opposed to, you know, so what's the polar of gluttony? Whatever one of the lists one is.
Oh, you had to pick that one.
All right. So that would be.
Or death. What's the virtue of you know?
Okay, so in theory, the cure for gluttony is temperance.
Ah.
Temperance cures gluttony by implanting the desire to be healthy, therefore making one fit to serve others. Temperance.
But, see, pride gets in the way of that one, because you can become too prideful of your health.
But humility cures pride by removing one's ego and boastfulness, therefore allowing the attitude of service. Mm-hmm. Give me another one.
But again, you know, it's just one of those things.
Lust.
Well, so let's ask these questions. So the seven deadly sins, right? So why do you think these were picked? Tim, what do you think about these seven that are worse than all the rest?
Well, the website I went on had the number one was lust, and I'm like, well, crap.
Is it lust just because it's in order? Because that's the first one in the list.
Well, no, because gluttony is G is before L. Mm. So no, I don't.
No, I'm talking about did the Pope have them originally listed as that?
Oh yeah, I don't know if this is. Lust is the first in this list as well, and I don't know if they're like. I mean, I guess we could go a little bit further.
Well, here, how about this one? What are the seven deadly sins? According to Roman Catholic theology, the seven deadly sins are the seven behaviors, and they are, and this is their order: pride, greed, lust, envy, gluttony, wrath, sloth. Hmm. So pride is top of the list.
Which, by the way, if you don't know what sloth means, it's laziness.
Laziness. Well.
Well, you'd be surprised. Maybe somebody doesn't know about that.
I'm just saying, that's probably one that I'm guilty of.
Well, I think we are. But come on, I mean, lust, that's a dang nabbit. That hurts me right away. And then you got, I'm not really greed. Okay, sloth, yeah, I get lazy. Wrath, now what do they mean by wrath?
It's anger.
Oh.
No, it's bigger than that. Wrath is a strong anger and hate towards another person. Oh, well. Or I think it's, what is the definition? Wrath is anger in action.
So acting upon your anger.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Envy, envious, yes, and prideful. And then that's a seven right there, pride. So, okay. Here it says, lust is strong passion or longing. Especially for sexual desires. The Bible speaks about lust in 2 Timothy 2:22. Flee also lust, youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. The Bible also mentions lust in the following verses: Job 31:1, Matthew 5:28, Philippians 4:8, James 1:4-15, 1 Peter 2:11, and 1 John 2:16. Chastity or self-control cures lust by controlling passion and leveraging that energy for the good of others. So, I mean, look, yes, all these sins are in the Bible, but does it specifically say
that they're deadly?
Yes.
Well, I think of the verses in, is it Galatians? Like right before they talk about the fruits of the Spirit, they talk about the fruits of the flesh. are obvious, is mm-hmm. what it says. And so, and these are close to some of the ones that are mentioned on there as well. So,
well, and I thought that's maybe where they got them from, those verses.
Yeah, well, because there are a lot, and mm-hmm. you know, again, there's a reference that I think they'll talk about in Proverbs is the one that your video has, but there's another one in there that says, you know, there's six sinful things, and, you know, seven that are, you know, intolerable, basically, and so, yeah, there's a lot of different references, and I do think that there's some validity to the list, but as far as being deadly... Well, you know, I think that's just, you know, again, the Catholic Church trying to keep their people in line.
Well, there's a there's an English professor from Arizona State University who edited books about the seven deadly sins, and he says that they're called mortal or deadly because they lead to death of the soul. So that those things specifically maybe draw you away from your virtues, right?
I see.
They specifically... do things that maybe they distort your internal being.
Well, and I think about it too, and I think about like grieving the Holy Spirit. Like, you know, when you are doing these things that you really, I mean, as you get further and further away from God, these things become more and more, you know, enticing and more prevalent in your life, or at least that's what I have found in my own personal life is that there's a lack of, self-control, really. And I feel like when that happens is when you are a lot more susceptible to, you know, succumbing to these things. And so it's you know, that it may not be the death of your soul, but it may be the mortal injury of your soul, you know, where it's just, and as a believer or as a non-believer, you know.
Yeah, and I found a video. I found a video. It says, "Are the seven deadly sins biblical?" And I showed them to you guys. Let's see what. I'd like to talk about this after the video, if I could start it correctly. That's always a challenge.
You know, there's something called the seven deadly sins. Looking at a website that says, well, they are pride, envy, gluttony, lust, anger, greed, sloth. Those are certainly deadly and destructive sins. And the Bible does speak against those sins. But there is a list of what you could call seven deadly sins in the book of Proverbs. Things that God hates. Look at what's written in Proverbs chapter 6. This is God's list. There are six things that the Lord hates, seven that are an abomination to him. Haughty eyes, well, that ties in with pride, doesn't it? A lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make haste to run to evil, a false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among brothers. Can I encourage you to meditate on those words? If these are things that God hates, we should hate as well. Some of them seem so overt, hands that shed innocent blood. But does that tie in, say, with abortion? How should we view that? Or what about someone who sows discord among brothers and sisters? That happens all the time through our loose tongues and through the things that we share online and with one another. We sow discord among brothers. That is something that God hates. Haughty eyes. Maybe we think too highly of ourselves. Yes, the common list of seven deadly sins, they're wrong, they're ungodly, they're deadly. Scripture speaks against them. But look at this list in Proverbs 6. Examine your own life against it, and then seek to develop character qualities that go in the opposite direction. So rather than doing things that God hates, you'll do things that God loves. And as you do, your life will be blessed, and you will be a blessing to others as well.
Okay, well, that was from that was from Dr. Brown, and no, not the one from Back to the Future. Thank you, Dr. Brown. You know, what do you think of that? Proverbs 6, that's good.
Well, I think, I mean, at the end of the day, they're all designed to be warnings, right? Mm-hmm. We present them so that people can be aware of what you're looking for. One thing I found interesting in doing some research right now is that there is a belief system that the reason why these sins are deadly and not just merely damaging is rooted in our Christian faith, and that they're deadly because they have the power to maim or kill the divine spirit present in all men and women. And I find that to be interesting because I don't think that's a kind of a misleading statement.
Yeah.
Because you cannot maim or kill the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And so for somebody to make that statement, that's very bold. I feel like those are the types of folks who believe you can lose your salvation or that you can, and maybe they're saying that in more of a philosophical sense, or maybe like more of a not literal, but what's the word I'm looking for, Claire? I can't think right now. Anyways, but you know, it's not literally killing the Holy Spirit, but it maybe distance you from your walk with Christ or something. But in this sense, I really do believe that they mean to maim or kill the Spirit.
Okay,
and I just think that's interesting because again, you know, this is what the world has done to our faith. Is that they've created it as this fickle cellophane belief system that, you know, the smallest puncture and it completely unravels.
Yeah.
You know, and we as Christians know that Christ is a tank. You know, he's a fortified fortress that cannot be penetrated.
Well, you know, and I told you guys when we brought up this topic this morning was, I mean, aren't any of these, isn't any sin going to separate us from God if we don't believe in his son, Jesus Christ, and what he did for us? So, I mean, yeah, murder is a very bad sin, but so is lying, so are any of them. Any one of those sins will separate us from God. We're born into sin, so we're already a sinner.
Yeah.
So without the believing faith in the grace of God, that he sent his son, Jesus, to die for us, then we're to be separated anyways.
Right. Yeah. I mean, this is why this topic can be very deep, but also we've kind of brushed over quickly, because at the end of the day, sin is sin.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing greater. There's no one sin that's greater than another. Now, in the public eye, it is, right? In the court, according to your neighbor, there's, you know, sins that are, or evil deeds that are greater than another.
Well, I mean,
you'd be more willing to forgive me for lying than for murdering your wife.
Yeah. So, I mean, I do think there are degrees. I mean, I think even God, you know, says that, but as far as covering all sin, you believe that's why Jesus had to die on the cross for us, because we couldn't control ourselves. Mm. So, and we couldn't live up to the Ten Commandments, just 10 of them. And so Jesus had to die for our sins, your sins, the listener's sins. And all this free gift is we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and we will be saved. And so as far as covering all sin, he did that. Amen.
Sorry, I got super distracted because there's this verse that I was trying so hard to find, because I know it's something that we've talked about before, but the verses that came to mind are the ones that are in 1 Corinthians 6, where it talks about, but don't you know that, do you not know wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither sexual immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor the greedy, or drunks, or slanderers, or swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And so that was kind of the verse that came to mind when I was thinking about the seven deadly sins, is I was wondering how those correlated, because I was like, you know, it says right there, they're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. But I do absolutely agree that, you know, there's no sin that the blood of Christ can't cover.
Mm.
And if that was even a possibility, then God wouldn't be God.
Right.
Christ wouldn't be Christ. That death would not mean, if there was something that could overtake that, something that could be too big for that to cover, then all of it's a lie.
Then
all of it's a sham.
Use?
Like, mm-hmm. it's, you yeah. know. And I think of how Paul states, you know, then we're the worst to be pitied. Like, if this isn't true, we're the worst to be pitied, because we are, you know, believing in a lie.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, that's true. So you were looking something up on your device there.
I've looked a lot of things.
Okay.
But back to your video, and the things from Proverbs 6, you know, and the this is what the Lord hates. And what he considers is an abomination, and he gives this list. And the one thing that stuck out to me was those who sow discord, and how he referenced, you know, the way that we talk with one another, or even talk about others, but I liked how he said the things that we share online, the things that we post, because I know that there are some people that I know that will post things just to spur agitation, just to spur something, and not really care, like, that it would bother, that this would bother someone.
What are you trying to say?
And so I thought that was interesting.
Are you implying something, my love?
you are the mayhem.
You are the mayhem.
Nathan to David. but yeah, no.
Sometimes that's the only way I can get people to interact with me. I'm sorry.
Is that right?
Oh, gosh.
You know who you are out there. You know who you are.
But no, I thought that was interesting that he brought that up. You know, and because, again, it's something that we don't even think about, or we do think about it and we don't care, you know, and yet this is a list of things that God hates. And just like you said, if God hates that, we're to hate those things. Yet how often do we indulge in those things, or how often do we think, you know, well, I'm not hurting anyone, or well, this is what I believe, or this is how I feel about it, or, you know, whatever. And it's just like, you know, Paul talks about, you know, do the best that you can to live at peace with men, you know, like, to live at peace with everyone, because I feel like that's what Jesus did. That's not to say that he didn't address sin, but, you know, he went about it in the way that we should, and that is, you know, love first, and then helping them to recognize what it is that's going on, because I just feel like, you know, you throw these seven deadly sins at people, and they're just going to be like, oh, well, that's cute. You know, yeah. Isn't there a movie about that? You know, like, but
and what's the use? Because I was fall anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Or they're fun.
Yeah.
You know, the seven deadly sins are fun. Think about and name me one on this list that has not overtaken you at one time and you're still alive. You know, or has not overtaken you at some time and you've enjoyed it. You know, I mean, I love Italian food. Italian food is like my absolute favorite. And there will be times I can, a calzone from, De Chico's, al forno, covered in cheese, just cheese bun, cheese bun, cheese. I mean, the whole thing has got to be like 10 days worth of your caloric intake. But I could sit there and eat that whole thing by myself and just love every minute of it, you know?
Yes.
And I think about it and I'm just like, you know, and never not once in my head did I think, this is a sin. You know, like it's just it's something that would never cross my mind that you are being sinful right now because you are overindulging. You know, but it's one thing if I drink too much because I know that that's sinful because it has been said, you know, like, and I know that that's a sin. But, and so again, you know, and we think of lust and we think about, you know, James talks about how we're all, you know, we're given to sin when we're carried away by our own lusts and enticed. Mm-hmm. And we're, it says we're dragged away by our lusts and enticed. And so you can go down this list and you can think about how tempting and how alluring a lot of these things are, you know, and yet we don't, and like I said, we don't see them for what they are because as long as it's not doing it in the way that the Bible says, we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible doesn't say anything about, you know, it says don't be drunk with too much wine, but it doesn't say anything about not eating a whole calzone by yourself, you know.
Well, and I think that's one of the, that's one of the problems that a lot of Christians have is that they just rely solely on the Bible.
Yeah.
And
well,
and
they look for loopholes. Like,
well,
and,
yeah.
Or just like they look for that gray area or try to make a gray area to something that is.
Sure. It's like saying how, you know, America is, you know, free from the consequences of the rapture because it's not brought up in scripture, you know. But to me, I just think that, you know, When we become Christians, we are gifted the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit works as our conscience on steroids, like a supercharged conscience. And for us to ignore that is to deny God. Mm-hmm. Because when we are called to do, you know, when you know what you're doing is right and what you're doing is wrong, like I could tell you something. I could throw a topic at you and you would know in a moment whether you should participate in it or whether you should not. There's not a lot of, well, it all depends. However, if it's something that is pleasing to the flesh, what's the first thing we do?
Do it.
Well, I already did it, so, you know. So, yeah, you know, it's just, to me, it's one of those things where, you know, and I don't want you to think that I'm sitting here preaching on the top of my tower. I am guilty. I'm in the filth. I'm, you know, laying on my own feces with the rest of the peasants as far as that goes. Because, I mean, it, as you said, Christ came for a reason, man.
It's,
you know?
Life is hard. I mean, living right is hard. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like it would be, but it is.
Well, you're living right according to a standard that's beyond your capacity on your own.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But doesn't it, like, I don't know if it bothers you guys, and maybe this is me being on the list, but, like, I always just get so envious or maybe, like, bothered when people make it look easy.
Yeah.
You know? When those people that, like, just being good and being right comes
naturally. Those are the looks. That's the look.
No, I know that everyone has their struggles and stuff, but, like.
Like, for me, okay. Now, don't get me wrong. I know my dad does sin. But I look at him and I'm like, I can't live like him.
But yeah, you know, where it's just like you see people and you're just kind of like, and you know, again, what happens behind closed doors or what happens in the heart, only God knows those things. Like, I get it. But they just make it look so easy and I'm like, well, good.
Well,
for you.
I think it has to do with your resolve. You know, my thing, I think it's just that. It's your resolve. Like, what's. Yeah. Where's your priority? Is your priority self or is your priority Christ?
Yeah. Well,
and I think, too, that we try to pawn it off as, like, that we don't have a choice. We have a choice. Every day and every moment of the day, we make choices. And I think that those people have just chosen differently. You know,
sometimes I don't like my choices that I make.
Sometimes. Well, good for you.
Okay. Because sometimes most of the world looks perfect.
But, you know, I think, too, though, is that it's that is a clear showing of where you are in your walk, too. You know, well, because,
you know, one thing I like to kind of share a comparison is that people, Christians, there are many degrees of the Christian, right? So,
sorry.
There's many degrees of the Christian, right? And the way I kind of see it is this, is that as a Christian, you're tethered to God, right?
Yes.
But if you...
Like an umbilical cord, if you will.
Well, I think of like a ball on a rope, right?
Like a tether.
Now, if you're a ball, on
like a
rope,
yo-yo.
Let me tell my story. Be quiet. If you're a ball on a rope,
like a mace. Do I have spikes? Is it a chain? Am I about to hang myself? Gotta give me some pictures.
So imagine that you are a tennis ball tethered by string to Christ. Okay.
In the garage,
yes. But so my thing is this, so imagine you're tethered, this ball is tethered, right? When you're swinging a ball on a string, is the force greater when the tether is short or when the tether is long?
Short.
It hurts more when the tether is long. You get more, the centrifugal force is greater, and it causes a lot more potential damage, right? And so I always think of it as, if you have a close walking with Christ, if your tether is short, you will still get the same degree of from your surroundings, right? You're still going to run into those same things, but the damage won't be as bad because you're close to Christ. Mm-hmm. Versus Christians who are still Christians because they do believe in Christ and they do believe in the blood shed and the salvation that came with it. But their walk, they're so far behind. They're like that dog on a leash that's, you know, with those extendo leashes that are 30 feet long. And so imagine swinging that thing around. When it hits something, it's going to hit hard.
Yeah.
Because there's so much distance between you and Christ that you don't have that your safety net isn't there, you know. And I think that these sins, these seven deadly sins or whatever, are designed to or they were created maybe for people to kind of reel in that tether, you know, draw closer to Christ, draw closer so that when you do deal with these things, I mean, imagine a man who walks daily with Christ being exposed to, say, pornography, right?
Mm-hmm.
Versus somebody who is, you know, that dog on that 30-foot leash who's over there sniffing trees while Christ is, you know, over in this direction, they're going to start sniffing that pornographic material because they're so far away from the leader, they don't understand what's going on. They don't know the direction that he's going in.
Mm.
And I think that so long as we as Christians struggle with that, we're going to have those consequences, you know, that come from it. Now, do I think that, again, the seven deadly sins, some people even say eight deadly sins.
What's the eighth one?
There were, I can't remember what they were. They were like, I think melancholy was one of them. You know, and it was like categorized by ages. So like, you know, like youthfulness had a lot more of the lustful stuff. And the older groups was more of like the self-deprecating type sins, I guess. I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So what do they say about the Ten Commandments? Those are not deadly then? I mean, some of these are in the Ten Commandments, but...
Well, again, it depends on who you're talking to. Are you talking about the secular world? The secular world, well,
whoever
just knows,
came up with the list.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. They say it was Pope George the First or whatever, but they honestly don't really know where it originated from. But I don't know. I think that it's almost as if, what are the things I struggle with? You know, let me write them down and I'm going to share it with everyone. Because if I, the Pope, struggles with such sin, then I know everybody does.
Mm.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Sorry. I can't help myself.
I didn't know the Pope was from Georgia.
Well, Tim, I told you, my insides are trying to come out. I can't help it, man.
The outlet's in.
Yes.
All right. So what have we learned here?
Oh, my gosh.
All right, look, I think we'll take a break.
Yes, please.
I think somebody needs
one. Some air.
When we come back, stay tuned, guys. We're going to be videotaping here Bobby's Crazy News. I almost said Bobby's Crazy Stinking News.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, that would be relevant today. Yeah, all right. Oh, golly. Kyle!
We need to give your butt its own microphone.
I think they can hear it.
Don't even. That's a whole different show.
We'll be back after this. Oh, my God.
This is Let's Get Jacked Up. We'll be right back after these messages on Fringe Radio Network.
Dun, 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 dun.
And I'm the only one with nothing.
Laugh track, laugh track.
Wow,
that was intense.
That's intense, man.
I'm so proud of you, Tim. You brought out your man voice.
Oh, I couldn't do it without you.
Man, son of a gun.
Your eyeballs are gonna pop out when you do that.
Well,
you know those, oh, what are those? Are they French poodles? What are the ones with the, no, pug?
The pug?
Yeah, your eyes, they kind of bulge out, and then they're chasing two different things.
My eyes move. I have a nystagmus.
Nystagmus?
And a stigmatism.
Stigmatagmus?
You put it together, and you get a wild guy.
Stigmatagmanistics.
Yeah. How are you tonight, Bobby Mouchet?
I'm doing well.
Well, you sound good.
Well, thanks.
And that's really what matters.
You know, that's really all that matters, is that I sound good. I look like crap, but I sound wonderful.
Well, I like your hat.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Ask my wife. She'll tell you.
How are you, Karen? Does he look like crap?
The silence is deafening.
I have decided not to shave or cut my hair.
Well, the fact that she didn't even answer that one way or the other...
I'm not sure how to answer that. I don't want to say yes and have you be like, you're a liar. I don't want to say no and have you be like, how dare you.
Remember to like and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Let's Get Jacked Up. Check out our website at letsgetjackedup.com. Listen and download our episodes from our website, the Spreaker app, and of course, at FringeRadioNetwork.com.
Make sure to follow Fringe Radio Network on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and many other ways to get your favorite podcasts. Stay up to date on your favorite show on Fringe Radio Network. Listen to Let's Get Jacked Up live every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Pacific Time on FringeRadioNetwork.com and on FringePanda.com. Tell your friends.
Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus. These are profound words by Paul in Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 to 5. At all times, a Christian is to imitate Jesus in considering others as more important than yourself. Wait, all times? Hi, I'm Chips Ross, and I serve Jesus as pastor of Westwood Baptist Church in Fresno, California. I have a wife whom I love. I have four kids whom I love. I have a church family whom I love. I say that easily, but I don't do that easily. Paul writes to the Philippian believers about their need to serve each other just like Jesus did. Paul understands how difficult this is going to be. Consider the following. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 29, Paul writes about how the Philippians are suffering, possibly persecution. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 30, one of the believers, Epaphroditus, came close to death from sickness. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 2 and verse 19, the Philippians are facing teaching from enemies of the cross of Christ, possibly from some of their own former members. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 2 and 3, two key ladies are not in harmony with each other. And in Philippians chapter 4, verse 16, Paul thanks the Philippians for their multiple gifts to meet his needs, and the implication is it's out of poverty that they gave. So the Philippians are to imitate Jesus and love each other even though they are suffering, sick, attacked, arguing, and poor. You don't wait for things to improve or get easier before you begin to love one another. In fact, it's in the midst of great hardships that you really demonstrate that you follow Jesus, that you consider others as more important than yourself. Why should we do this? Because that is the example of Jesus. Because that is God at work in you. Because in doing so, God gives you a tremendous joy. So in the hard times and at all times, love one another. Follow Jesus. Rejoice and be joyful.
Bad dog! Bad dog!
All right, on FringeRadioNetwork.com, don't forget to listen to Bad Dog. What is the show about? Hear it from the bad dog himself.
Oh, it's just about things that you're going to want to hear about. You're probably thinking about it, but you need somebody else to say it out loud.
Dynamite! Don't forget to listen to the show, Bad Dog, weekly on FringeRadioNetwork.com.
You're listening to Let's Get Jacked Up on the Fringe Radio Network.
Fringe Radio Network.
I'm not used to my feet stinking.
Maybe
it's horrible.
I don't smell because I just took a shower before Tim got here.
Hi.
Hi.
You like it so far?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been real nice.
What are you doing in here, chick? Get out of here.
You've got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Well, I'm glad you're fearing me, yeah. It's about time somebody fears me.
Welcome back to the show. This is Let's Get Jacked Up on Fringe Radio Network.
Yeah! Welcome back to Let's Get Jacked.
Or not.
What? Oh, man. Hey, we are recording for Rumble.
Rumble?
Yeah.
We're on Rumble now.
We're on Rumble now, folks.
Folks, at least this chapter
We've
of the show.
We've been on Rumble all night. At least on my side of the bench. I don't know.
Well, why'd you gotta go there?
Yeah, we went there. Welcome back to Let's Get Jacked Up. And, well, that was... Oh.
Okay.
During the break, Karen found something. So say that, what you found before we go into the news.
Oh,
because it was a definition. I know. I spring this on you.
I have to look it up again. Okay. So I thought it was interesting that sloth, the way it's defined, because a lot of us think that sloth is
lazy.
Just being lazy, right? But the definition that Bible Info gives is sloth is an excessive laziness or the failure to act and utilize one's talents.
Ah.
So I thought that was a different way that I've never really thought of or heard of before. And so the cure for that is diligence or zeal cures slothfulness by placing the interest of others above a life of ease and relaxation. Mm. And so, yeah, I think I'm really guilty of that because oftentimes when I get home from work, I'm just like, just give me a moment.
You know? I'm like that too, so I guess I'm guilty.
I just want to lay down and just like relax.
I'm like, move it, kids.
I know.
Daddy's home, get away.
But yeah, and you know, oftentimes I think, gosh, like I'm such a horrible mom because I'm just laying here, you know, just trying to detox from the day and stuff. Yeah. But while my husband's making dinner and, oh man, I'm a horrible wife.
What do you think of this? I mean, she's telling this to you.
I'm not disagreeing with anything.
Oh, wow. And the couch is over there.
Anywho. So what are we doing right now?
Are you ready for this?
Bring it.
Woo!
And now, it's time for Bobby's Crazy News.
I was trying to be cool. I failed.
You failed miserably.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
those of you who don't know what this is, first of all, let us tell you what it's, who's bringing it to us.
Let us tell you what it's not.
What it's not. Well, this is brought to you by who again?
The Poop Fairies.
So appropriate tonight. For those of you just turning in.
Oh, man, we've got your mascot right here, Fairies.
the Poop Fairies. This is your angel right
what
here.
What happened to that card?
I got pooped on.
Apparently.
ThePoopFairies.com. If you have pets and you got some poop in your backyard and you just can't get to it. You know, sometimes I go out of town for weeks and on end and I just can't get to it. And my kids are too... What is that? too slothful to pick it up. You know, then you got to call the Poop Fairies.
Poop Fairies.
And they could come and do it monthly or weekly, however you want it to do.
You know, we might be there. Mm-hmm. We might be to that point where I would pay someone to get back there.
The PoopFairies.com or locally 559-GOT-POOP. 559-468-7667. Got poop.
Got poop. Anyways, so a couple of things I wanted to... Stop it. A couple of things we want to do before we get into the news. Uh-oh. First of all, I need to clarify that it is a bad idea to eat handfuls of sugar-free gummy bears before going on to the radio.
When you have what you have.
Just in general.
Oh, in general.
I don't know. We don't have sugar-free gummy bears. That's all natural.
I may or may not have picked some up on the way home from work today. I know. I'm sorry. I thought I wanted to have a snack, and I didn't want something that was going
to
make my blood sugar jump to the roof.
Stick to the almonds like a normal person. Come
so instead, I bought those bazookas. And they just, oh my gosh, it will just
rip
your sound effect, Tim. Come on.
You can't do anything.
He stumped me.
Secondly, hey, for those of you who haven't heard, do you know that just recently in New York City on the courthouse, they actually erected a new statue?
No, I don't know this.
That new statue is of RBG.
RBG.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh,
you know who that is, right?
Judge.
She just recently died. Yeah, she was one of the SCOTUSes.
Yeah,
and I don't know if you remember when she did die, everyone was throwing a fit because she passed during Trump's term, and they're like, "Why did she have to do this to us? Now, yikes. President Trump is going to be able to elect a conservative." You know. Anyway,
it turned out not to be very good. Anyway,
so here's what it says: it's this 8-foot gold statue. Has twisting horns on its head and tentacles in place of its arms, wow. Paying homage to Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Did you see this picture yet?
No.
You have.
I will show it to you, and we'll show it on the video when it's all done. But this is to tribute her fight for abortion rights. And look at this is what it looks like. Can you see that? I don't know if you could see it.
Oh wow! She looks.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's got that? Horns on her head.
Like on Metroid.
She looks like an Oscar.
It's crazy. It's like an Oscar with tentacle arms and ram horns.
Remember
so it's
that
like
video game Metroid? There's a stage where it's like, man, what this lady. What,
Medusa.
Like a Medusa?
Yeah. Thank you. See how I correlate things?
You know, you are very good at something.
Can I show it from the front? Is there the front picture?
There's not. I didn't.
I thought it was on the top.
I don't have that one.
What is it this called? Is Medusa?
Oh, it's a different one, yeah.
My computer's not working.
What is that? We were watching Wednesday. What are they called? Gorgon? Gorgonites?
Gorgonzola?
Never mind.
Okay. it says here that the sculpture actually bears little resemblance to Justice Ginsburg, who died in 2020. It's widely mocked artwork, very similar to the MLK one. I don't know if you guys saw that one. So the MLK statue is a huge bronze statue.
And
it's designed to look like he and his wife embracing, even though, here's what's funny, okay? It was made by this liberal dude, white dude, and not a single image of MLK is on there. It's just his arms. And at certain angles, and several angles actually,
it looks inappropriate.
It looks very inappropriately. Yes. Very inappropriate, yes.
Yeah.
And so anyways, But yeah, this is what happens when you allow the wackos of today's society dictate art.
Mm-hmm.
You know, awkward. I mean, that's about as demonic as you can get. I mean, it's pretty in your face.
It is.
You know, and to think that it's to represent her fight on abortion. I mean, that I don't know. That seems a little over the top. You know. Anyway. Yes. Okay, so now let's get to it. Let's get to the meat of the matter. As I said, this is Bob's Crazy News. And what we do here is I scour the internet for minutes and try to find the craziest stories that I could find in the intro, actually, while we're doing the intro. So let's start off with something a little bit light. It looks to me like I'm having some issues, of course.
Awesome!
This computer, I'm about ready to throw this computer out the window.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Is it that bad?
Yeah, it's just not... It's not doing what I want it to do. Ah! Yes, exactly. All right, so this is from NBC News. It says that the lights have been on at a Massachusetts school for over a year. Right? So the school lights have been on nonstop for an entire year because no one can figure out how to turn them off.
Now, come on.
So it says. It says, blame it on the pandemic and supply chain problems. At least that's what the school district's assistant superintendent of finance is saying.
So, let me get this straight. Nobody can find the light switch over there?
No, apparently not. I mean, if anything, you go to the breaker and you just
pop
the breaker, right? I don't know if you could hear that. My dog once let out. Yeah, she knocks on the door.
Until?
With her tail. Until we let her out.
The camera can see that far, but
I don't know.
Yeah. Wow.
No. Okay, Karen's a good girl.
Thank you.
All right, so yeah, it says so for nearly a year and a half, actually, the Massachusetts school district has been school has been lit up around the clock because the district can't turn off the roughly 7,000 lights.
Oh my word!
In this sprawling building, the light system was installed over a decade ago and was intended to save money and energy, but ever since the software that runs it failed on August 21st, 2021, the lights have been on at the cost of the taxpayers for a small fortune.
Oh, of course.
Says we're very much aware of that it costs taxpayers a significant amount of money.
But we don't care.
Apparently we don't care. Yeah. And we've been doing everything we can to get this problem resolved. Not enough. I mean, let's be real.
Come on. Everything
you can.
Cut
the breaker.
Come on. Bad dog even says, I have a tool to find that light switch.
It says here that the superintendent says it's very difficult to say exactly how much money it's costing because during the pandemic and in its aftermath, energy costs have fluctuated wildly. Yeah. 7,000 lights, though. I mean, that's a lot. That's quite a bit. That is quite a bit.
Yeah, well, you can turn off the lights by doing...
Yes, you could just do that. Uh-huh. Yeah, pretty incredible.
Problem solved.
All right, what's next on the list here?
Bad dog will go over there and says, it'll take me 10 minutes.
So, everyone knows who Steven Spielberg is, right?
Oh, yes. The movie director extravaganza.
Yes, best known for such movies as Panic.
E.T., right?
Huh?
E.T.? Didn't he do that? Oh,
yeah, he did E.T. He did Jaws. He did, what's the other dinosaur movie?
Jurassic Park.
I can't stand that one. Yeah, that one, Jurassic Park. So anyway, Steven Spielberg thought that his new film was going to be his last because he feared that COVID would be an extinction-level event. Imagine that. Excuse you. So he revealed his planning to retire from directing over his fear of the COVID pandemic.
They were hoping.
And, I mean, how crazy is that, right? That that COVID would be such a fear for people. I don't know. Maybe I'm too naive to understand, but I never once thought that this was going to be a world-ending event. Yep. Spielberg spoke to hosts at the Smartless podcast, Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes, and Will Arnett this week.
Will Arnett, okay.
Yeah, that's what it said. Yeah. We learned that. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Wasn't he in?
He's
Scream?
Still relevant. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This says here the Jaws director said that of COVID that he was terrified that he would going to experience the end of days at an epic level event.
They were hoping. Let me tell you, that's why they got their bunkers ready.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, it's a good thing that you know he's changed his mind on that because he made such a great movie about himself.
What was the movie called?
I can't remember, but it was supposed to be like it's kind of like an ambiguous story of himself. Hmm. Yeah.
Well, don't worry. The next thing is zombies, so you know, look forward to that. You know.
Speaking of the COVID thing, I don't know if you guys heard this, but Veritas. You know those guys, Project Veritas? Uh-huh. So they somehow got one of the big execs of Pfizer. I don't know how they set him up. They set him up in some way. I guess it was like on a date or something like that. And he was talking about how this...
shaking your head.
Well, this guy was probably bragging and boasting to his potential date or whatever. But he was saying how Pfizer is looking at doing gain of function again. And that it would be so much easier for them to get...
Explain that. Though.
Gain of function means basically you create a variant of the virus. So you physically change... Kind of what they think happened that caused the whole COVID thing. It's the whole gain of function is that basically you control the virus and tweak it in a way to change it and see how it affects the human
body.
So
that just means in 6 more months, another thing will come out.
That's what is potential. Yep. But so anyways, during this little like conversation.
See, COVID-23 doesn't have the same ring to it.
What about COVID-24?
Ooh.
No. That sounds better.
I think it'll just be COVID-X.
Oh.
Yeah. Because everything always sounds better when it's X. Anyways, so...
7 deadly sins.
Yeah. Yes. So anyways, but yeah, this guy was saying that...
Daniel X, he's joining us. How you doing, Daniel?
Speaking of X.
Yeah.
But anyways, what the guy was saying is that, you know, it would be so much easier for them to come up with vaccines if they just already knew what the virus was going to do.
Right. Well,
and I'm thinking like,
I think they
how would you
know
what the virus is going to do unless it was released into the public?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, why? How else would you know? Just because you had a gain of function theory or product doesn't mean that the virus would go in that direction.
Well, unless they already know.
Well, yeah. So, anyways, I thought that was pretty interesting. The gain of function.
Right.
And the,
it's coming again.
Yes.
Hmm.
So
hold on your seatbelt. 6 more months. Come on.
So a few of you may have heard this story already. I found it to be very interesting. But apparently in Auburn, Washington, a man tried to abduct a barista through the drive-thru window. And there's a video that actually shows it. So apparently the guy decides to order his coffee and said she says, you know, oh, is there anything you'd like? And he says, absolutely.
Oh, I did see that video with his arms coming out.
Yeah.
I don't know what he thought that was going to happen.
Look, this is a little snapshot of it you could see there. But, yeah, he grabs the girl by the arms and starts pulling, but she obviously resists. And so says the incident, which took place in early Monday morning, was caught on a shop surveillance camera. It's seen the video shows the barista appearing to be handing the suspect his change when he grabs hold of her arm, yanks her toward him, and tries to ensnare her head or arm with a looped zip tie.
Oh, my goodness.
What is wrong with him? So she yanked her arms away and evades the attempt, and then he pulls off in a 4-door truck. Finally got it right, Tim.
I didn't think that's going to be that loud.
it
no,
says here
your,
that the
give me my money.
The Auburn Police Department said they did not apprehend the suspect as of Tuesday morning, but had a tremendous number of tips from the community since putting it all on Facebook.
Give me my money.
That's funny. That looks a lot like my truck.
Sounds like he's underwater trying to get
a little bit of blood. Give me my money. There is a little flangey in there.
There is a little flangey.
Oh, man, barista. Okay. Come here with me. Yeah.
Don't All right. So this is from Market Watch.
No, no.
I don't know if you guys know what Market Watch is.
I'm assuming it has to do with money.
I'm sure it does. So Market Watch, it says here, what do you think about deer wearing Kevlar vests? Biden gets colorful in his calling for gun control. Yes.
I didn't see that one.
President Joe Biden on Wednesday night put an image of wildlife wearing body armor into America's heads as he continued to make his arguments for gun control. Mm. Talking about the most responsible gun owners and hunters, they'll tell you there's no possible justification for having 100 rounds in a weapon. What do you think, deer are wearing Kevlar vests?
What?
Okay. So, yeah, basically, and then now there's a whole bunch of pictures of deer wearing Kevlar vests. It's pretty funny. Biden earlier this month unveiled actions aimed at curbing gun violence, including tightening rules on buyers of home-assembled ghost guns, directing the Justice Department to draft policy on arm braces that steady shots, and red flag legislation for states. So you know what the red flag laws are?
Uh-uh.
That's incredible, man. All you have to do is basically
incredible.
Stop it. I'm trying to find the right way of wording incredible. It. So the long and the short of it is, I'm your neighbor. I suspect you might have a gun, and I'm afraid you might use it on me.
Oh.
That's all it takes.
One of those laws.
That's it. That's literally all it takes. I'm red flagging you as a person who has no idea who you are. Maybe I know who you are. Maybe I have beef with you, and I want to cause you trouble. So I'm going to say, yeah, I saw him with his gun, and I think he might do some harm to himself or to others.
So get
and
him.
The cops can legally yeah. come in. And
he owns a trench coat.
Yeah.
And, and it comes out in the middle of the night.
He wears army boots.
I think he has lots of ammo, tens of them. So, okay. But yeah, so it's just yeah. That's what a red flag.
I'm sorry, but what about in Chicago when there's like 400 people dying every weekend?
Well, and you know what's funny is that Chicago's supposed to be a gun-free zone,
right? So how are those kids getting guns?
Well,
they're not jumping through the hoops that good citizens go through.
Yeah,
the deers
not over
with Kevlar vests are hustling
over at Rod and Gun. They're not going getting their permits and everything.
Right.
They're, yeah, of course. But that's the thing is that all gun laws do is make it easier for crimes
criminals.
To be committed. That's it.
Well, guess what? Giddy up. I guess we'll be criminals. Yeehaw!
Oh,
that's all right.
Can you pick at them feet a little bit, honey? Good gravy. Anyway, so gun stocks have underperformed so far this year as, let's see, it says here that Ruger is up only two. I'm about to... That is so loud. Why are you guys ruining this for me? All I'm trying to do is tell you my silly news, and you guys just don't even care. Stop chewing. That is so disgusting. There's one thing I hate more than anything, and that is the mouth sounds, specifically people chewing. Oh, my gosh. And it's, like, deep in my head. You guys want to know about the carp with herpes or not?
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to know?
What's the sound effect for that one?
I think you got me.
Why are you guys hating on me? This is real important news, okay?
By the way, look at the camera. You shaved since last time.
Oh, yes, I did.
Thank you. Wait.
I'm glad you think you're so funny.
At this point, these are just outtakes.
I'm glad you think these are so funny. There's like at least tens of people listening. You guys need to be a little more respectful.
No, the part that got me
was the shotgun sound. Because it was so loud.
No, it's perfect timing what you're saying.
No, but he like scared himself.
I know he did. Anyways.
Oh my gosh. Oh wow. Oh jeez. Yeah,
right.
That's a good time.
So in Newsweek.
Oh my goodness.
Just keep going like nothing happened.
Calls to give.
Get another nut.
Hey. Welcome to the show, Jerry. I hope you're enjoying it. She says it's a blast, except for the fart noises. So,
did she really? I'm sorry, Jerry. I can't help it. As I said before, I had one too many sugar-free gummy bears. I wish I could say there were sound effects. Calls to give carp herpes after rampant breeding sees thousands of dead carp on the beach. And this happened, of course, good old Australia. Yeah, Australia. Says the sight of thousands of fish being washed up onto the sea and rivers in Australia has spurred on calls to eradicate an invasive species by using a strange method, releasing a herpes virus. Thousands of dead freshwater carp were found washed up in the ocean beaches of South Australia from January 19th due to massive flooding near a river basin in recent weeks. I hate all of you.
Not COVID.
I hate you all. Yes. It says it's... What is going on here?
That's not herpes, but that's a whale.
Okay. I can't... You know... I'm trying to do this legitimately.
Sorry.
And it is so incredibly difficult...
Oh my gosh.
We're having a good time, folks. We're having a good time.
My gosh. Why?
Stop it. Anyways, so the recent floods have led to renewed calls of releasing herpes virus, specifically cyprinid herpivirus 3, into the waterways in order to eradicate the invasive species. What does that do to people?
I don't know.
What happens if you're swimming
least,
when you
know,
get that?
I know, because they do at least have like postings they put
swim.
Flags for riptides. It's like, right? Watch out, you'll get blisters on your junk, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine explaining that to your spouse? How did you get those blisters?
Seriously.
I was swimming in the ocean. A carp bit me, and now I got...
seriously. You're getting divorced anyway.
Anyways, yeah. So apparently, this particular strand is has shown to completely kill those carp. I'm done with that story.
Let's get gas, Jerry. I like that. She says, "Let's get gassed up."
Well,
oh, Jerry,
that might have to be a legal name change at this point.
I know.
I don't know if a lot of you guys are aware of this, but Disney announced that they're shutting down their Splash Mountain rides.
Yeah. Why didn't I hear this?
Yes, they're shutting it down, and of course because. Why not capitalize on that as much as possible?
Splash Mountain.
eBay has now started to see people selling vials of water they claim to have extracted from ride.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Says here that one seller listed a small 4-ounce jar claiming that it had been taken from the ride on its last day for $20. Another 10-ounce batch sold for $27, meaning it has already been sold, right?
Oh,
and a baggie of water is listed with a starting bid of $25.
Somebody will buy
a baggie?
A baggie. It's like a Ziploc bag full of water.
That's not going to travel well.
Chances are it's from the toilet.
The turlet.
Other sellers have seized the opportunity to sell Splash Mountain paraphernalia, including plastic bags and Splash Mountain branding, and an old invalid Fastpass ticket for the ride going for $1,300.
Goodness.
Look, there it is. There's your little... It's like a little mason jar filled with water, and it's a little yellow. It's weird. Says another
weird,
seller...
not surprising.
Another seller listed a baggie of water for a whopping $25,000, but admitted that the water came from a sink, not the ride.
Mm-hmm.
This is obviously just for fun and to make fun of people who are trying to sell things like this on eBay.
Mm,
they would buy a bag of toenails, if they, you know?
If they said they were from Walt Disney himself.
Yes. These are Mickey Mouse's toenails.
Oh, God.
Yes. Well, very scary.
What?
I was going to skip that one. It says here,
an expensive
wedding couple gives away 150 kilos of onions as party favors.
Kilos?
Kilos. Kilos, 150
kilos. Yeah, of onions?
That's about 200 pounds, right?
Ooh, I think. Yikes. En español.
It is in español. What the heck? Yo tengo una suscripción. No, I do not.
You want a subscription.
Okay, I have one.
Good.
You're saving us.
Yeah.
But queue up a good one for this one, okay? You ready? All right. Be ready. Okay. woman, 29, charged after posing as high school student for 4 days before getting caught, she'll say.
Oh, my. Posing what?
As a student.
Oh.
So, Heejung Shin, 29, was arrested Tuesday and charged with providing a false government document and the intent to verify one's identity or age, according to the press. Students and families in New Brunswick, New Jersey, everything's legal in New Jersey,
that's right.
are demanding answers after an adult woman managed to enroll at the local high school and attend classes for nearly a week.
Really?
She was arrested Tuesday and charged with providing a false government document with intent to verify one's identity. The department says Shim provided a false birth certificate to the local board of education with the intent to enroll as a juvenile at the high school.
Is she Chinese?
So superintendent says she attended school for 4 days. She took a few classes but spent most of her time with the guidance department as they attempted to learn more about her background. Staff eventually, quote, uncovered this woman's ruse and enabled us to address this situation promptly. Many members of the community are up in arms over the incident. Videos submitted to CBS show hundreds of students protesting in the hallways of their school.
You know why?
Why?
Because it's a reason to get out of class.
Oh, yeah.
Well, one student said that she not only was in class with this woman, but conversed with her as well. She also regretfully gave the woman personal information. Not knowing she was a 29-year-old woman makes me question how safe I am in this building. And said the young woman, who now believes she was, quote, taken advantage of.
Oh, my gosh. Let's trigger everyone with this make-believe caca.
Another student told CBS that the woman acts strange when asked about her age. She looked at me and looked back at me and walked off. And I saw that as a red flag. So I guess she was texting other students and she was starting to act weird. And her intent was to lure kids to a specific street. They're encouraging kids to not have any further contact with her. Students are telling the newspapers, we feel so unsafe and nobody wants to listen to us. Because a 29-year-old woman posed as a 16-year-old.
Wow. Yeah.
What did you say?
Here's the thing, though. I mean, let's dig into this a little bit. If she identified as 16, who's to tell her otherwise?
Ah.
Who's to tell her otherwise? Right?
That's a wonderful
If
point.
George can identify as Georgina and Brenda can identify as Brett, why can't 29-year-old identify as 16?
And a cat.
Because under New Jersey law...
Uh-oh, they do have laws.
Under New Jersey law, schools must immediately enroll unaccompanied children, even in the absence of records. And that's how she got in there. Said proof of guardianship is not necessary to immediately enroll an unaccompanied child or youth.
Wow.
So I think that in and of itself needs to.
Well, that just says that all that does is tell you the condition of New Jersey.
Well, all that does is tell you this is probably not the first time. It's just the first time that it actually was exposed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to think that the law says that they have to immediately enroll underage.
Yeah, exactly. Underage, I mean, anyone could.
Anyone underage, you know? I mean, if I was to shave myself clean and...
Call yourself a donkey, you could do it.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah. So, last one from me, and then I'm going to tell you guys to go to bed. British museums have decided to stop using the word mummy over negative associations.
What?
Yes.
I don't even know what that means.
The word mummy, like a mummy, like a mummified person. Yeah. Apparently, it has negative associations. It says the word, says critics, that ties the imperialism and monsters and should be replaced with mummified remains.
Oh.
So it used to be, it was originally known as a mummy, but because Hollywood came in and turned mummies into this evil thing, you know, brought back from the dead and walking around and doing all these things. Now, it's become a bad thing.
Oh.
Yes.
So it has negative connotations.
Yes. Okay.
Monster fail.
Says it's
is
not
right.
clear that Tet. it's not clear that King Tut or Ramses II would appreciate the difference from the afterlife, but British museums are certainly providing plenty of material for conservative columnists who regularly gloat over wokeness or anything that sounds like political correctness.
Oh, I like that quote right there.
Which one?
That one.
This one right here?
Yeah.
The word mummy is not incorrect, but it is dehumanizing, whereas using the term mummified person encourages our visitors to think of the individual. Why does that matter?
They're dead.
They're dead. You think that that person who's dead is going to say, you know, you really hurt my feelings when you just call me a mummy. I am not a mummy. I'm a daddy.
You know, I'd like to go to high school.
Go to New Jersey. Go to New Jersey. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, yeah. So that's basically just, it's so lame. It's so lame. People are just...
Come back to life. He wants to go to school now.
This is the last installment of Bobby's crazy news because I got a bunch of cackling cacklers behind me. I can't even take this anymore.
Oh my gosh, I don't know why.
You know, hate is a strong word, okay? I'm just going to leave it at that. Hate is a strong word.
No, we just talked about this.
I know.
Become wrath.
Wrath, right, right. Part of the seven.
Oh, man. Really good movie, though. I mean, call me a sinner, but amazing
I've never
movie.
Seen it.
What, The
You've
Mummy?
You've never seen Seven?
No,
Seven.
Oh, man, classic. Classic movie. Like I said, call me a sinner, but oh, man. Very well done.
I heard Brad Pitt's in it.
Really well done, I think. Like, it was just one of those movies that was kind of ahead of its time where it was really good.
Well, when did you have it to come watch out? It in now. The 90s?
Yeah, late 90s, early
Yeah, it
2000s?
Came out late 90s. Mm. Yeah.
I gotta Google it.
I'm gonna say it's 99. But anyways, yeah, it has Kevin... Oh, we can't say his name, right?
Why?
Because, you know, he's a bad guy.
Oh, Kevin...
Kevin Spacey. Yeah, so maybe we'll call him Evan Acey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I lied about the last one being my last one because I forgot about this one that's really funny.
1995.
I was close.
Really? 95?
Yeah. I was going to say 96.
I'm getting rusty.
Wow.
Anyways, I don't know if you guys heard about this one, but Kansas City man dies after his dog stepped on his rifle,
uh-oh,
causing it to fire.
What?
Yeah, he was in his car when it happened. I mean, if this isn't a country song, I don't know what it is. Says a man was killed in...
Give us another one, too.
don't use that shotgun blast, man. It nearly made my ears bleed.
After the dog shot him, right?
Oh, he's sad.
Yeah, he's sad.
Okay, whatever.
That's a good turn. Bring
says,
in the shotgun blast.
Says the man was killed on Saturday after his dog stepped on the rifle, causing it to discharge, according to the...
I don't know.
I told you to stop doing that. Tim literally jumped out of his stinking gooch right now. Good lord.
I even turned down the volume way down.
Tim. You remember, you got a pacemaker, bro. Tone it down. Anyway, so how about this one? Let's find some good sounds for this dairy giant wants cows to wear diapers and masks to contain their methane emissions from flatulence. And all right. Well, and Karen's walking away, so... Oops.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Goodbye. Burps. Goodbye.
Well. Right, well.
Oh, I've got gases. Speaking of methane gases, good gravy. I'm feeling it right now. I'm sorry. I wish I could keep this a secret, but I just can't.
Oh, gosh.
It's making my chest hurt.
Well, then I guess I'll pray.
And with that.
I'm sorry.
You know what, guys? This was a fun show. Thank you for joining us and being with us. And we're going to go try to get a little serious right now with some prayer and just kind of close things out. And thank you for joining us. Dear Lord, we just thank you that we could be together and have fun and talk about your word and talk about Christianity things and also have some fun with the news and what's going on in this crazy world. But... All in all, you are in charge and you are in control, and we thank you for that. We thank you for our salvation in Jesus Christ, as you sent your Son to die on the cross and you save us from our sins that we cannot, well, we cannot just live right. So you had to die for us on the cross, and we thank you for that. We accept your free gift of salvation through your grace and through faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
If you guys have any questions or email us, you can email us at letsgetjackedup@gmail.com. If you have any topics for us to talk about, please send them our way.
Please, we're running out of ideas.
And we have, of course, the website, letsgetjackedup.com. And you could check us out every Thursday night right here on FringeRadioNetwork.com.
On the Spreaker app.
Yes, and on the Spreaker app, you can chat with us.
Chat.
Like these awesome people are doing, Bad Dog, Jerry.
I'm surprised how many people are listening to us.
Yes, and we are live tonight.
We do apologize that it's been a lot of...
Daniel X is joining us.
Random
awesome
laughter and fart jokes. So.
I mean...
And by the way, Bad Dog is also on Rumble, so check his show out. And Let's Get Jacked Up is on Rumble. Mainly just Bobby's crazy news. I'm going to try to upload these as we go along here. Maybe, you know, as I could get to them. But check them out. And again, there's also those videos on our website, letsgetjackedup.com. So, all right, folks, that's it. Join us next week. Hopefully, maybe, if Jack's in the mood, he might join us.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Okay, I'll tell him that, too.
Yeah, you tell him. I know he's not listening.
No, he's asleep. Snoring up a storm. God bless you guys. Remember, be in this world, but not of this world. Somehow, some way. Good night.
Remember to like and follow us on Facebook. And